Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Spooky Girls podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in today. I'm here with my spooky girl friend, McKenna Perkins.
Am I spooky girl number one or spooky girl number two?
You are spooky girl number one.
Really? Am I number one?
Yes.
Am I older?
I think so.
Okay, that makes sense. That explains why. Elena, you're younger than me. That's Elena over there.
Yes, I am.
Elena, I am.
I am spooky girl too.
Extraordinaire.
Sure. Jesus. Sure. I only tell the truth, T. Anyway, so today our podcast is going to be about Jefferson, Texas.
A spooky town.
It's this very spooky town. It's supposed to be very haunted. It has a very interesting history, very important history.
Doesn't it have, like, two haunted hotels or something?
There's a lot of haunted stuff.
So many dead people. People just need to stop dying. That would solve our ghost epidemic. Do you think a ghost and a zombie can come from the same body?
I don't think I have a degree for that, so I don't think I can answer that question.
Who would have a degree for that?
People who watch The Walking Dead?
I guess that makes sense.
I think so.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
There's a degree in walking. Okay.
Cool. All right. So, yes. So, Jefferson, Texas is in East Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was founded, Texas was founded in 1841.
Man, that's older than I am.
That's older than...
By at least 3 years. Very least.
Very least. Yeah, 1841. And it's named by Thomas Jefferson. Not sure why. We'll find that out in a later podcast. We'll get more in depth.
We'll talk just all about Thomas Jefferson because he's like supposedly a ghost or something.
He invented the light bulb, right?
No, it's Thomas Edison.
Whoops.
We know about ghosts. We don't know about light bulbs.
Sorry. And so Jefferson is supposedly so haunted because during 1864, General Nathaniel Banks and his federal forces spent the spring slowly making their way up the Red River, which runs through Jefferson.
Okay.
And they were repulsed by the Confederate forces, and they battled near Mansfield, Louisiana. So, a lot of people died there. That's why it's probably so haunted, so spooky.
So, a lot of people... Well, Jefferson isn't near Mansfield, Louisiana, is it?
I don't know.
I'm not good on geography.
I'm not either.
Hi, this is the Spooky Girl Podcast. We know about ghosts, not light bulbs or geography.
All I know,
we have degrees in Walking Dead. We don't know anything.
I have a degree in conspiracy theories and unsolved mysteries.
I wonder what school you have to go to. ETV.
Canada.
Canada University. Just Canada.
Eat some maple syrup and you'll be fine.
Eat some maple syrup. I have a maple syrup degree.
So every year, to remember their deep historical roots in the Civil War, they have a reenactment that's really huge. I know people back home, southwest of Houston, that come up. That's how I actually found out about Jefferson, is because people would come up and go to the reenactment. It's a big deal.
Huh.
Like, they dress up, they have
we need to go.
Cannons. We should participate.
We should dress up as soldiers and just march on.
We could be like Mulan. Dancing.
We could be Mulan.
Yes, let's do it. And this takes place at the Port of Jefferson. And the Port of Jefferson is actually very controversial.
Why?
So, McKenna, you know why it's controversial, right?
Yeah. Due to my deep knowledge of ports.
Hey.
Deep knowledge of ports. It was, like, supposedly a place for, like, immigrants to come in and products to give out. So I think it was, like, you know, like, the people who were much hated against during the time period would come in and out.
Hence slavery in the Deep South in Texas in the 1800s.
Yes.
So, I mean, that could be it. And, like, produce and, like, cotton and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. That's how it, like, it traveled to New Orleans through that port. That
really?
Was, like, a major port. Like, it would go from Dallas to Jefferson off that port up to Dallas.
Wow, so huge trading route. Affected a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Like, Stagecoach Road, which is just goes past here in Marshall. It's, like, it used to be, like, the biggest trading grounds, like, all the way through to Louisiana, Shreveport. It was, like, big.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's really neat.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of very historical places here in East Texas. But I think Jefferson just tops the list because it's, if you've ever been there, it's a beautiful town.
It's a gorgeous little, it's like Mayberry. It's like,
I've never been there before, but I've heard the song.
Well, it's like Andy Griffith's show, Mayberry.
Oh!
Like the fictional little town.
No wonder I haven't been there.
Except there's more murders.
Ooh.
Ooh.
We can change that.
Ooh. Wait, do you want to stop murders or make murders?
Stop.
Oh. Whoops. I can't help you with that, Elena.
Uh-oh. I think we have a serial killer here. No,
just kidding. So, with all these deaths, there have to be, like, some spooky places, right?
There are some very, 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 very spooky places in Jefferson, Texas.
Oh.
The first one is the Grove Home. It was built in 1861. It's said to be the most haunted place in Texas.
Press X to doubt.
I mean, I've been to some pretty haunted places in Texas.
We don't talk about Stagecoach Road.
That is for another episode of the Spooky Girls podcast. But, yeah, it's the most haunted place. Some apparitions have been seen by workers and guests.
Wait, what is the Grove Home? It's like a home for groves?
No, that was their last name.
Oh, so it's like a bed and breakfast or something?
I didn't get that far, but it does have a bed.
And I'm sure breakfast.
I hope
there's a bed, there's about to be breakfast.
I hope. I pray to God there is.
If there's not breakfast, I'm gonna throw a fit.
So, and they have seen a lady, a prominent lady, I guess.
What
by does her
prominent mean?
Like her stature, how she holds herself, most likely.
Oh, okay. Like, I thought it was like a prominent. Like obviously, she has a womanly figure. Like I thought that was what it meant by prominent.
I mean, it could be. I mean, I've never seen the ghost per se. So
let's go find some ghosts.
Let's go. So yeah, she wears a white dress and walks the same path to the house. So maybe she's looking for something.
I bet she she's like a bride and she's looking for. Or what if? Okay, so like, what if she killed herself on the way to the wedding because her husband, like, stood her up at the altar. He got cold feet, so she killed herself. Because you hear a lot of those stories.
I mean, I feel if they knew that, that'd be written down somewhere, like, wife commits suicide because husband leaves her at the altar.
Yeah, but this is little town East Texas.
Yeah, that'd be the news of, like, the year.
Maybe even, like, the decade, because this is small town East Texas.
Yeah, think about what you just said. I mean, I know back home, if someone died because of
murder,
unforeseen circumstances, I guess murder that too. It's happened.
I mean,
before.
Murder's pretty unforeseen. I think you can't really predict murder.
I am a victim.
Elena, donate here to the surviving victims of murder. We have a Patreon.
That could be a group. A GoFundMe.
In the arms of the angel.
So, and then they also see a man walking through the garden. And he likes to walk through the lily beds in particularly.
Maybe he's the one that left the woman.
Maybe they're just trying to find each other. It could be a great country song.
Long lost lovers.
I see it on Hallmark right
now. Or the man in the lily garden. The man in the Grove garden.
Lily's Grove.
Oh, Lily's Grove instead of Lily's Grave.
I love it. Oh. Hallmark, look at us.
Hallmark,
please hire me.
Also, next for writing songs.
And then people have said they felt a mischievous entity in the den area, and it said especially by women. So I don't mean if that is like sexually or being harassed.
Well, usually in like the ghost world, everything I've heard of like mischievous spirits, if it's like felt by women, usually it's by like a dude ghost.
Well, obviously.
Or it's just a child who's up to no good.
Yes.
All children are up to no good.
I mean, not all of them.
Most of them. Like a good like 90% of children are up to no good.
I can't agree with that because I don't really care for children.
Well, I mean, I was a child. As a former baby talking, I agree with this statement.
Okay. So, I don't know if maybe the women who have felt this, I want to hopefully meet one of them one day or mm-hmm. get to interview them because I want to know what they felt. Like, did they feel like they were being harassed? Did they feel like they just needed to leave? Like, it's very interesting. Like, you'd think the ghosts would be a part of the Me Too movement. I mean,
ghost, Me Too.
Me Boo. Me Boo.
We are not mocking the Me Too.
No, no, it's not.
It's a very serious good movement. We're just, yes. We see the opportunity for a pun.
Please, so please. Me Boo. Yes.
All ghosts matter.
Yes. Mm. So another really haunted place is the Jefferson Hotel.
You
have some history.
Yeah, my meemaw got married either there or at the Excelsior. They're like right across the street from each other.
My grandma got married at an Eckerd's.
At a what?
Eckerd's Pharmacy.
A pharmacy? My grandmother got married at a pharmacy. Not to laugh at your grandma or anything, but...
It's fine.
Who's I...
So please tell me about your meemaw and
okay. Married. So I asked her about the ghost stuff, and it's very pretty. It's kind of like it's got the statue of Thomas Jefferson's head, and
ooh,
like once he came there and he like planted a tree there, supposedly. I'm not sure. I haven't seen the tree, and if I have, well, I guess I'm a celebrity by association. So he came, and it's, like, right next to that little garden with the statue. I think it might have been the Excelsior, but I'm not sure, because there are only two hotels, and they're both in Jefferson. I just know them both as the Jefferson Hotel.
Are they at least both haunted?
Yes, they're both very haunted.
Okay.
Supposedly. I'm a skeptic when it comes to ghosts. Sometimes.
Half the time. I am not. I have been personally touched. Which we'll get to again in a later episode.
But, yeah, I asked my meemaw, like, if she felt ghosts or something. She was like, no, but it might have been from, you know, she was too excited to get married. Or she might have just felt it and brushed it off as, you know, the wedding jitters or something. But she said she didn't feel any sort of, like, malicious, evil spirit.
Well, that's good. And I feel like in most cases... And, like, what I've read and what I've experienced personally, most ghosts, believe it or not, I guess I can say, are nice.
I think they're just kind of neutral. Like, they're not nice or bad. They're just there.
They're just like, hey, I don't know where to go.
Do you think they know that they're dead?
I mean, I'm pretty sure they remember getting, like, shot or hung or dying.
Well, I mean, like, let's say, well, what if it just, you, like, die in your sleep and you wake up and there's just this one weird... person walking around, and it's a woman wearing weird pants, like denim pants, and a button-up, and you haven't seen women wear pants before. Wouldn't you, like, freak out a little bit?
I mean, yeah, sure.
I mean, I guess just, like, you're in a totally new environment. I mean, who knows what ghosts feel, unless we become one, Elena. If you murder me, and I become a ghost,
well, I don't plan on murdering anyone in the near future.
Not in the near future. Plans can change. Plans can change. It depends on who you talk to.
Always sleep with one eye open. Mm. Mm. Anyways, so, but they have several ghouls.
Several ghouls? Spooky ghouls?
At the Jefferson Hotel. One is a bride.
That must be like...
Yeah, she must have either killed herself or got killed. She got mm-hmm. got.
She got. The bride.
Yes, the bride.
I assume she's like still in wedding gear.
Well, I mean, if they... Wedding gear...
Okay, Elena, what do you call it?
Wedding uniform?
Officially married.
I'm officially married.
Sergeant Matrimony at your service.
They also have a mysterious but playful kid.
I don't like that.
I know. I hate the word mysterious and I hate kids. In the same sentence, it petrifies me.
I hate in the same, just all in the sentence, mysterious and playful and kids and ghosts. I don't do ghost kids.
I don't do kids. Living.
I don't do, like... any sort of, like, spiritual version of kids.
But then I'm like, if they're from, like, the 1800s or, like, early 1900s, maybe they'll be different than kids today.
Well, I mean, like, supposedly in, like, the old Sally house, like, the demon that dwells there disguises itself as a 5-year-old child from, like, the 1900s.
Well, we're hoping and praying that these kids aren't demons.
I hope not.
But then, that brings up the next question.
Oh.
Are all ghosts demons?
I don't think so. Because demons naturally have, like, a malevolent... I'm no, like, religion expert, by the way. I just watch Supernatural.
Same.
but, like, demons actually have some power in this world, and they're, like, malevolent, and their goal is to bring harm to people and bring them down. Ghosts, I feel like, are just kind of there, and while they can be, like, mischievous or a little bit taunting, that doesn't make them demon.
Yeah, no, I just don't think they know that they're dead.
Yes.
Or maybe there's also a fact that's arguably argued.
Really?
Yes.
How arguably? And
that ghosts are here because they're not finished. Oh. So.
What sort of business would they have to finish? Like, you think that I must wait for my Harry to come home. Oh, man, Harry's dead. You're still on this earth, and Harry's walking around. He's in the lily garden, man. Go find him. Get out of this house and go find Harry in the lily garden, like, you prominent woman.
Like, they say, like, God hasn't officially called them to heaven because he has work for them to do.
I think that'd be more like an angel thing.
That's what I thought. I mean, bring Castiel. That's a Supernatural reference. I'm sorry.
I think everyone knows Supernatural. I mean, you get an angel in a suit, and I'm going to be falling all over him.
Amen.
Amen, girl. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I see that hand.
So, there's just a lot of things. I know my brother used to be the organist at First Baptist Church Jefferson when he went to school.
Really?
Here. Yes, for a good year and a half. And that church is really old. And he would get scared.
I mean, I would too. I don't like old churches with organs.
I don't like organs, period.
I mean, I don't like the pianos or the ones in the body. Oh, man.
No, I have a bad organ, so. Anyways,
Call the repairman. Or the doctor. Don't get him mixed up.
He was there one night practicing, and he would hear footsteps, people talking, and so he would go. And it's a pretty small church, because, you know, it's older.
Oh, yeah, it's a small town.
Yes. So, and there'd be no one there, but he would still hear the footsteps, and he would just get this eerie feeling.
Oh, huh.
And he would sometimes, I know this is bad, but he would take naps there sometimes.
Mood.
Because, like, after Sunday, like, they had two services, a Sunday morning and a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, yeah, I'd take a nap, too, all the time.
Yeah, and he was just like, I would feel like there would be someone standing over me, or he would feel like there would be something on top of him.
I think is it's kind of like when you open your eyes during prayer, and you look up, it's like you feel like Jesus is just sitting on your dad's lap, just staring at you.
Why your dad's lap?
Because your dad's the one that's praying, or whoever's praying. Jesus is, like, standing behind them, and you open your eyes during prayer, and he's just going, and you go,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I didn't die on a cross for this ish.
Apparently, a lot of people have had ghostly accounts in Jefferson.
Oh, yeah.
I know, like, I like to go antiquing sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
We should go antiquing.
We should.
I like looking at the really old clothes.
Well, like, a lot of stuff is from the Jefferson area.
Oh, okay.
So, in the antique shop. So, what I'm wondering is, do they have ghosts connected to them? Like, you know how you can, like, have you heard, like, spirits connecting themselves to, like, objects?
Ectoplasm. I don't think it's ectoplasm. I think that's a Ghostbusters thing. I've never seen Ghostbusters.
I've never seen
Not even the one with Chris Hemsworth.
We should probably really watch that if we want to be ghost hunters.
Yes.
We're not even good ghost hunters.
We're more like ghost talkers. Like, we just kind of go, yeah, there's a ghost.
We like the idea of ghosts.
Yes. Yes.
It's a good topic. It's a good topic. Icebreaker.
There's a lot to talk about, which is why this is a podcast about that.
Because
there's
a lot
of ground.
Yes, there's a ton of ground.
Spooky ground. Gravestones.
Ooh. There's a Civil War cemetery there, I'm pretty sure. If I heard
that. Huh. Really?
Yeah, I want to go check it out. Some friends of mine came up Halloween from back home, and they did the
ghost walk?
Ghost walk. They had, like, a ghost weekend.
Oh, I heard
that. They had, like, a ghost train.
Really?
Yeah. It's like a night ghost train ride.
Wait, is it like a ride or do you just walk through?
No, train? It's like you get on the train and it takes you. And apparently, I don't know if the train is haunted or how it's scary. Huh. Because, I mean, you can't take a train through a house.
You could try, but it might be illegal.
I mean, there'd be a lot of damage.
At least 3-hole damage.
Why 3 holes?
I don't know. I rolled for D20. I rolled a D20. For damage.
We need some damage control here today. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Someone call the organ doctor.
The organ doctor. this is... So, they said that it was scary, but it was also educational as well.
Oh.
And I know schools go there on field trips a lot because, especially, like, I think 5th grade is when you learn about Texas history.
Yeah, I learned, like, 5th or 6th grade.
5th or 6th grade, yeah. And it also has, like, Civil War history and monuments.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they, the Red River that runs through there, you know, we had just talked about previously, it, is also, like, a swamp area, so.
Yeah, it's pretty swampy down here in East Texas.
Yes. I just found that out years ago.
Gee whiz.
I know, tell me about it. Mm. So, they do swamp tours. So, I don't know if the swamp is haunted or if it's just a nature thing. Because I think they have gators as well.
They probably do. I've never encountered one.
A gator?
No, not... Well, we had one out at the ranch house when I was younger, but that's another story. Let's talk about ghost gators.
Ghost gators.
Tomato, both out the tub.
But they also have a lot of, like, if you drive through the neighborhoods in Jefferson, almost all of the houses have, those things. What are they called? Historical markers. There we go.
Oh, yes. There's a ton of those.
And I'm like, man, and you think it'd be expensive to live there.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But I guess it's really not that bad because they are haunted. So, I don't know if they raised the price up for people wanting to live in a haunted house, or if it's lower because...
It might have been, like, inherited.
Yeah, that or if it's kept in the family, which, if it's very historical, I want to keep it in the family, because family takes care of stuff like that, usually. Yeah.
New plan is marry an old man with a haunted house. Just get his house.
I mean, usually they marry old men for money.
That, too. If he's an old... haunted house, he should probably have money.
Or he's poor.
Yeah, that explains it, too. My plan is flawed. Forget it. So, unless he owns, like, a hotel or something.
That's just creepy.
An old man with a hotel?
Yes.
Have you seen, what's that Netflix series about the dude who, like, crawls in hotel ceilings and he watches people rendezvous in the hotels?
I like how you use rendezvous. And no, I have not.
We gotta keep this podcast tiger fresh, Elena.
Tiger fresh. Go ETBU Tigers.
Woot woot. Come out to our games.
But Jefferson is just full of history. It's a beautiful town. The people are very nice.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good restaurants there.
It's a charming little place.
It is. It really is.
They've got a great burger place. Their general store is really good.
Their general store is really nice.
God bless.
It has to be haunted, too.
I'm sure it is.
I mean, I feel like everything there is haunted.
It's got a life-size cutout of John Wayne in it. It has to be haunted. Oh, man. But my friend Morgan, she believes in ghosts a lot. And she went into the Jefferson Hotel. There was, like, this one room. She just gave me the note. I don't remember what it is. But it's, like, she went in there.
Is it room 19?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So she went in there. And she's a big believer in ghosts. Okay. She and I are exact opposites when it comes to that. So she went with her grandma, and we're planning on going back at some point, just in our lifetime. And she walked in, and she said that she just felt like this wash of, like, cold fall over her. And she, like, looked up at her grandmother. She goes, I have to get out of here right now. And her grandma was like, why? We're having a tour. Morgan was like, I have to leave now. I can't be here. So, I don't know if that's just because Morgan's super superstitious when it comes to ghosts, and she heard about the room, and she just kind of made herself feel that.
I mean, yeah, it could have been, like,
yeah.
Self-fulfilling prophecy?
Maybe? Yeah, kind of, like, all in your head.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Paranoia.
Yeah, it's kind of like when someone has lice, and they say, oh, I have lice, and then your head kind of starts itching, but you don't have lice. It's that thing. It's like sympathy or whatever.
Empathy pains. But not really painful, just... in your mind, I guess.
Yeah, I guess you kind of make yourself
do it in your head. Sorry, we're children.
We're 4-year-olds.
But I was reading on the Jefferson historical site on the internet, and a lot of, like, psychics and mediums have come to the Jefferson Hotel, and they've been in, I think, it was room 18, room 19, and room 25, or the three most haunted rooms there.
Let's go spend the night.
Let's do it. I'm up for it. Let's go.
Is one of them a honeymoon suite, Elena?
Ooh. I hope so.
I'll call Chase.
I see. I'll just be by myself.
No, we can each stay in one room.
I'm not staying by myself.
You don't want to stay in a room with the suicidal bride, Elena.
Who thinks?
You don't?
Who?
I bet she's really a nice person.
I mean, I'm sure she's... I mean, I just want to meet a ghost named Lester, okay? And I want him to tell me about his life story. I mean, I think it'd be so cool if ghosts could write the history books that we use in our education system.
Hey.
Because it would be partially non-biased.
I think they'd know what happens. Like, they would look at our books and go, I'm sorry, but what the heck is this?
Yes, because, I mean, that's part of the issue is they just teach the test.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if history could speak, it would be amazing. Especially, like, people all throughout great world issues.
Civilizations.
Civilization, yeah. Just...
Yes. Let's call Abraham Lincoln and ask him what he thinks.
Let's do it. I hope so. Well, hey, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning into this episode of the Spooky Girls podcast. I hope you learned something,
mm-hmm.
because we try and be kind of educational.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you, and I hope to see y'all back.
Well, I have a joke to sign off with.
Okay.
It's a funny joke, and it's not very long.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so what do you call a vertically challenged psychic escaped convicts? A small medium at large. I'm hilarious.
You're so funny. Again, thank y'all for listening to this nonsense, but you might like it and find it entertaining.
We'll have more
to come. We have
organized.
Yes, we'll be more organized. We just had first time jitters.
Yes.
I heard it's normal.
I've heard it's normal, but, like, it's so weird. Like, I'm staring at my friend, but I'm talking to everyone else.
Yes, it's super weird, but, we have a lot of stuff, and we just hope that y'all stay interested. And, again, thank y'all. Have a great day, evening, life, week, year.
That should be our sign-off.
We'll talk to you later. Adios.
Right. Bye, guys.